How many know that God is good? How many have experienced God's goodness? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is good. Okay. So let's try to finish, if we can, our series on poison, taming the tongue. Amen. Let's quickly go to James chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a good message.
How many believe it's a good message that's helping? Amen. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among them, our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Hallelujah. That the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Amen. Then we also read from 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first type of poison is found in Ephesians 5:4, which is foolish talking. Hallelujah. Let's not talk foolishly. Amen. Let's talk with wisdom. Let's talk with grace. Let's talk with edifying speech. Hallelujah. Number two is tail-bearing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tail-bearing. And a tail-bearer has the ability to separate friends. We read that from Leviticus 19:16, Proverbs 26:20, 1 Timothy 5:13, Romans 16:17, Proverbs 11:13, and Proverbs 18 and verse 8. Number three, the next poison is the poison of lies. 1 Timothy 4:2. The poison of lies. Amen.
Amen.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So anyone who lies must see it as an emergency.
That's right.
Yes, it's a big emergency, because if you lie a lot, it's an emergency, because the devil is working through you, and the devil has a hold on you. Hallelujah. If you lie a lot, because he's the father of lies. And if Satan is the father of lies, and there are people who lie at will, lie without even thinking. Some people have to debate, should I lie, should I not lie, and lie. That's not good. Never. But there are some who don't debate. They just lie with ease, by default. Autopilot, auto control, just lie. So speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So we talked about the first, which is lies, the destroyer of your conscience. Number two, then we talked about lying, that which hardens your heart. Hebrews 3:8. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. In the wilderness, the children of Israel hardened their hearts. Their hearts were so hardened against God. They were so hardened that no matter what God did for them, Lord God, take us out of Egypt, we will believe you. God took them out of Egypt with an outstretched hand. As the Egyptians were following them, there was fire that separated the children of Israel from the Egyptians. That was enough to say, wow, this is a mighty hand of God, the mighty hand of God, who can just cause fire to separate the enemies.
That's right.
That was a miracle. Then the parting of the Red Sea, or the Sea of Reeds, that was another miracle. Then the pillar of cloud by what? Day, and the pillar of fire by night. That was also another miracle. But it wasn't enough for them. They were still hardened. So you and I, when God is doing things with us, when God is performing miracles in our lives, when God is saving us from many, many different problems, and we know that God is delivering us, let's not harden our hearts. Let's accept what God is doing in our hearts and embrace what God can do for us. Hallelujah. So lies harden the heart. And last week I said that when we lie, it not only hardens our heart about what we are lying about, but it hardens the heart of the person. And the person starts to do things with a hardened heart. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at Isaiah 32:7. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. So he deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. So lying words can destroy. Hallelujah. Look at NLT with this same verse. Lying words can destroy. The smooth tricks of evil people will be exposed, including all the lies they use to oppress the poor in the courts. Lies are used to oppress, to destroy. Look at John 8:44. Am I preaching to somebody? Lies are not good. For you are the children of your father, the devil. Jesus was speaking. And you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning and has only hated the truth. There is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Satan is the father of lies. Hallelujah. And a father can also be likened unto, or a father is also someone who initiates or gives birth to something. So Satan gave birth to lies. He is the author of lies. Am I preaching to somebody?
That's right.
So lies are the instruments the devil uses to work great evil in the world. Lies. Lies form an integral part of most wicked and bad things. Lies. Anytime there's a bad or wicked thing going on, there's a lie. There's a lie that will cause people to do the wrong thing. Look at Absalom. Absalom, David, your father, David the king. Absalom was able to convince people with tricks and lies and simplicity to fight against his father. Imagine. I mean, what will make someone who is educated, or even if you are not educated, someone who thinks, join another person to fight the king who is your father? That's why the Bible says, and the people knew not anything, and they followed Absalom in the simplicity of their minds.
Wow.
So sometimes a lie can cause people to do things without even thinking about the consequences of what they are doing.
Right.
I don't know whether you are getting me. Most wicked activities cannot go on without a lie being told here or there. Impossible. Anytime there's a wicked thing happening, there's a lie. Someone has been lied to. Saul of Tarsus was lied to by the devil and was lied to by, without knowing, unknowingly, lied to by his teacher. Because he was a disciple of Galileo also, or some one of these guys. And they lied to him without knowing they were lying. How? Because they said that Jesus is not the Christ, and the people who are following Jesus are imposters. So Saul of Tarsus went to the chief priest, took letters with authority to bind the Christians, bind them and send them to Jerusalem to imprison them. Hallelujah. So it was based on a lie. When the truth came and Jesus, who is the truth, appeared unto Saul of Tarsus, it changed everything. Then he realized that he was lied to. But anytime there's something wicked going on, there's a lie. Look at 2 Samuel 15:11. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything, because they were lied to. Hallelujah. What do you think? When you lie, you join hands with the devil and are playing his game, because he's the father of lies. How many want to continue to play games or join forces with the devil? So how many can clearly see that when you are lying, you are being, I mean, the initiation of the cause of your lie is the devil. The origin of your lie is the devil, no matter what you are lying about. Charles Stanley, I believe, said, obey God, speak the truth, obey God, and leave the consequences to him. Meaning that there are times when, if you obey God, it can cost you. When, say you are in the world and you are doing fraudulent things, you are doing things that are criminal, and you escaped, and you become a Christian, and you need to save someone's life by speaking the truth. Obey God, speak the truth, and leave the consequences, which could include being in trouble or getting a fine. Leave it to God.
That's right.
And God will have mercy and pity on you.
Amen.
What do you think? Yeah. Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Hallelujah. So God wants us to wipe the slate clean and decide that from today, no more lies. Because anytime we lie, we are making sure that Satan's plans, we are being used by Satan to cause his plans to come to pass. Because God will never cause anyone to lie. So if anyone is lying, then they are being used by the devil to perform the devil's will. Because lies would only lead to a certain thing. Remember that the one who initiated lies, initiated it for a reason. So anyone who lies, it's being used by the devil to get to a certain expectation. Do you understand? No matter what the lie is, a lie is a lie. So let's decide not to lie. There are some people, there's someone I know who is a good Christian of integrity. Now, there are many people who are cutting corners and lying on their resumes, lying on some of the things they are doing to get ahead. But there's a person who's a good Christian of integrity who is prepared not to do such things and to do it God's way. I remember there's a pastor who was telling me about how many people were cutting corners. He was a medical doctor, but he needed to take the exams and so many things. And people were cutting corners, but he stood his ground. And when you see him now, you understand why God is rewarding him. When you see how he's being rewarded, it will all make sense. Because sometimes you don't know why someone is being blessed in a certain way.
Right.
When you see someone who is being blessed and overly blessed, too blessed, overly blessed, exceptionally blessed, overwhelmingly blessed, and you don't understand why. Why is this person being overwhelmingly blessed? The answer is because he did it God's way. You can do it your way and get a result. The result you are looking for. Just below it. At best, you get the result you are looking for. Do it God's way and God will overwhelm you with the results you get. Because he will shower you.
Amen.
To the point that one day you sit down like David did and say, who am I that you should do this to me? What have I done, oh God? What have I done? Because if you were to look at what I have done, you'd be punishing me. But what have I done to deserve this good thing you have done, oh God? What? That's what you and I will say. May you say that.
Amen.
May I say that in Jesus' name. Because if he's to count our transgressions, who will stand? Lies, look at Proverbs 6, 16 to 17. These six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Imagine, a lying tongue is one of the seven deadly sins. Think about it. Lying, a lying tongue is one of the seven things God hates the most. It's part of lies. Now, many of us will judge. Now, let's look at it. A proud look. When someone has a proud look, the church will not judge them, but rather respect them. Yeah. I could have also come, when I first moved from Minnesota, come in a certain way like I'm some superstar. Or Pastor Elom could have just behaved like a superstar in a certain way.
Yeah.
Or Bishop can come and behave like a superstar in a certain way. How many know of pastors? You can't talk to them. Why are you going to see him to talk to him? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that sometimes when someone has their appearance, of course, if you are not able to talk to the person, it's because if one person is able to talk to the person can even easily crash because thousands of people, there are times that Bishop and some of the others, they like to talk to people, but you can't talk to everyone. Otherwise, you can sit down, talk to people, and faint after talking. There was a time Bishop had to catch a flight after a camp and people wanted to see him. He saw as many people as he could. At a point, he had to tell them that, I have to catch my flight. I really want to talk to you. But so imagine. But I'm talking about a set. But you agree that sometimes those who have a proud look are respected?
Yes.
Yeah. So Christians will not judge and look down on someone with a proud look. Christians will not look down on someone who has a lying tongue. Unless they catch the person all the time. Because there are some people who are caught all the time. There are some people who know how to lie and people who do not know how to lie.
That's true.
Lying is an art. That is a skill. Yeah. Yeah, art of deception. Lying is an art. Some people have mastered the ability to lie and to lie well. Yeah, I used to know how to lie. I was a good liar, actually. When I was in the world, I was a very good liar. I can lie to you. Fast. I can lie fast and escape things very, very quickly. There are some things, because we are alive, I can't say. But there are some things that I've had to lie, like, on the spot. Otherwise, you could have gotten me when I was in the world and I was misbehaving in London. I had to lie quickly. Otherwise, you could have ended me in punished. That's what I can say. And hands that shed innocent blood. No one would think that these are the things that God hates. The next verse. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. But have you realized that many of these, and okay, let's look at the next one. A false witness that speaks lies, speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among their brethren. Many of these are heart things. Because a false witness is from the heart. Someone can be a false witness by accident and repent. But a false witness is someone, and someone who sows discord among their brethren is a heart condition. Is the condition of someone's heart that the person is full of poison for them to be sowing discord. Look at verse 18. A false witness feet that are quick to do wrong. Someone who has a heart that plans wicked things against people. Look to scheme people, look to trick people, look to extort, look to defraud people to take advantage. I'm afraid to take advantage of a helpless person. I'm afraid. Right. When I read a Bible, a verse that says that when there's someone who is oppressed and the person cannot get any help, they don't need to pray, they need to sigh and God will fight against their oppressor. They need to just sigh, oh God, that's all, and God will come. And there are many people who are at a disadvantage, sometimes wives, sometimes husbands, but more likely wives, sometimes children in a certain environment, and or these children who are exploited and used for sexual, all these things. You can see a helpless situation and people who are fighting. Demonic infiltrations. You see a grown person, it has to be demons, and the person takes a child and is destroying them. I was watching a movie, true story, this sex traffickers. It's just wild. Hallelujah. Good. Now, Revelation 21:8. Am I preaching to somebody? So hearts that divide. So your whole goal is to plan something that will hurt people for your gain. When I was in the world, you see women, you don't care how they feel. You just use this person. The person, oh, I love you. Things that they found Romeo. Juliet has found Romeo. Oh, this is the best guy. Oh, the best guy loves me. Give himself to the guy. And then when the guy finishes using them, come on, get it. Wicked. Wicked. I've done that before, so when I say wicked, I'm talking about how wicked people are. Just so after that, the person is calling each other. Just I remember I was in a certain house and they would call. At a point they tricked me. Because I always used to send a young boy, answer the phone. And then one day they got a hold of my friend, and when the person called, the boy picked up, and it's this lady, I'm not in. So she told my friend to call. When my friend called and the small boy picked up, oh, your friend, oh, I'll pick it up. Then the girl just snatched the phone from him. Wicked. There are people, I mean, you don't care about the heart of the people. You just use people anyhow. Wicked. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all. If I were God, I'll separate it a bit, because these others are too bad to add lies in it. But there's a difference between a liar and someone who has lied. There's a difference. Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There's a difference. Okay, number what, 4? 2 Timothy 2:16. Am I preaching to somebody? But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. The fourth is profane language. When I was in the world, I mean, we all in the world use the F, S, all those things. Sometimes, when you hurt yourself by accident, you sometimes want to, you sometimes, at least in the past, I felt comfort by using those words repeatedly, bah, 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 because you are cut. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ah, ah, then you start using. But it makes you more ungodly. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So profane language is immoral, dirty, indecent, filthy, lewd, and unwholesome. It doesn't matter how you are using it. S, F, A, or it doesn't matter how you are using it. It's unwholesome. The Bible instructs the Christian to reject profane, vain, or godless chatter. As a believer, profane words must never be a part of your language. Unfortunately, there are some people who will say, oh, nyamina dum. Is it nyamina dum? Is that that's it? Well, don't laugh, just answer. Drumo. Yes. And then nyamina dum is what? By God's grace. Drumo. That one I can say it again. By God's grace. How do you say it in Yoruba? By God's grace. Sorry? Boluatife. Did I say it well? I said it well. Good. So, most people, Boluatife. Nyamina Dom, by God's grace. But, right after church, when they meet their friends, oh, yeah, they have No. The same tongue is speaking profanity. And then I went to a church myself when I was in the world. I was with a girl, I was living with a girl, lady, and I went to a church. We wanted to be Christians. We didn't know where to go. At that time, my cousin Reverend Oko had not invited me, and his wife Barbara had not pushed me to convince me to come to church. So we just wanted to go to church. You see, there are very few times in an unbeliever's life that happens. Maybe my sister had fasted and done some prayer. That's what was causing that. Because it's my sister who prayed me by the grace of God into Christ. You always need someone to pray you into Christ. So most likely she was praying. Because she was, hallelujah. And when we went to that church, myself and my girlfriend at that time, the pastor was preaching and then F by mistake. Oh, sorry, excuse me. We never went to the church again. That ended our quest for church. That was it. We didn't want to, we forgot about church for a long time until my cousin invited us. Because I was like, hey, pastor. He was preaching, talking to me. F! Oh, excuse me, but excuse me, you said it. That means you say it all the time. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hey! There are many godless people who will try to involve you in their godless chatter. Profane language defiles the person speaking and defiles the hearers as well. If you're at work, for me, when I'm at work and people say certain things and it's funny, you laugh. But if someone uses S, F, all those things, I'm just straight. I can't laugh. Even if you're my boss, whoever it is, I'll be straight. I won't entertain that.
That's right.
Yeah, no encouraging it. Blasphemy is another one. Hallelujah. Let's not blaspheme. And to blaspheme is to speak in an irreverent way about God or sacred things. Hallelujah. If something is sacred, don't speak irreverently about that thing. Let's see. Don't show contempt or irreverence for God or something holy. To blaspheme is to hurt the reputation or smite with reports or words. To speak evil of. To speak with injurious irreverence concerning God himself or what stands in some way to him. Wounding one's reputation by evil reports, evil speaking. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's continue so we can finish. Now the next, the fifth. Is it not the sixth? Is that right? Yes, because the fifth is blaspheming. Very good. Number six. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Number six, memory. Memory. Hallelujah. What is murmuring? The undertone disagreement or protest over an issue or situation by discontent people. Undertone disagreement or protest over an issue or situation by discontent people. You can grumble against God also that way. Or grumble against your friend. Or against, we can grumble against each other. Let's see if I have this verse. This is a very wild verse. This is in the Bible, to James. James chapter 5, verse 9. Am I preaching to somebody? Yes. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Look at NLT. Don't grumble about each other, my brothers and sisters, or God will judge you. For look, the great judge is coming. He's standing at the door. Look at NIV. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door, amplified. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that yourselves may not be judged. Look, the judge is already standing at the very door. So murmuring is not good. And the children of Israel murmured. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, it talks about how they murmured and were destroyed. Hallelujah. Number 7, good. Expressing doubt. The expression of doubt through our words is one of the things God hates. If you study the Bible carefully, you will find out that the Lord becomes very angry with doubting children. He wants us to trust and believe in him. Look at Hebrews 10, 36 to 38. He wants us to follow him and know that it is well with us because he is Jehovah, the one who keeps covenants and promises. For ye have need... verse 37. 38. Good. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. This is God. My soul shall have no pleasure in the one that draws back. Back from what? From faith. Look at Hebrews 3:17. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness. Now, when you continue to read it, they are talking about those who were grumbling, those who were doubting, those who had unbelief. Look at the 12 spies. The 12 spies gave what? An evil report. An evil report. What was the evil report? Doubt. The report of doubt. That was the evil report. 12 spies go to spy out the land. They all see giants. And the giants were most likely half-breed, Nephilim, or whatever. But the giants were giants. I mean, human beings that would cause, who look like grasshoppers in the sight of others. It was literal. The sons of Anak, all these people, it was literal giants. Because when you read Genesis 6, 1 to 6, it says that, and there were giants in the land, and also after that. Look at it. Genesis 1, 6, 1. Let's start from verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, I talk a lot about this in 21 Reasons Why You Must Not Be Left Behind, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Who are the sons of God? Not the sons of Seth. The sons of God are angels. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with men, always with men, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God, and continues. Hallelujah. Amen. More information, go to podcast 21 Reasons Why You Must Not Be Left Behind. Hallelujah. So, they saw the giants, and the 10 and the 12 all came to Moses, because Moses had told them that, look, God is giving us the promised land. The promised land, we are now going to send spies to spy out the land. When they spy out the land, they will come and tell us that the land is flowing with milk and honey. It has pomegranates. It has garlic. It has all the things. When I hear, look, when you go to the Old Testament and you hear the promised land, all the vegetables in the promised land are super fruits. Yes. So it means that pomegranates are super. Garlic, all leeks, all the things, list them and they'll keep you healthy.
Yes.
All those promised land, the things they were listing, they are God's super medicine, super fruits. Mm-hmm. When you read about pomegranates, maybe another time, when you read about pomegranates, what the seeds do for the human being, especially for women and their breasts. Yeah. I'm not talking about for enjoyment, I'm talking about for life. To sustain the life. Hallelujah. But we'll talk about that later on. As for enjoyment, you don't need pomegranates to for your husband to do what he needs to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the 12 spies, they all rushed. Hallelujah. So, Moses and the children of Israel were expecting to say, yes, we saw the pomegranates. We saw the garlic. Garlic is also a natural antibiotic. We saw the garlic. We saw all these things. But instead, 10 of them shouted, oh, we are not able to go. There are giants in the land and we are not able. Oh, we don't know. Then they started to cry. Then the children of Israel started to cry. They started to complain. They said, oh God, you have brought us here to kill us. Then Joshua and Caleb said that, no. Yes, there are giants in the land, but we are able to overcome them. So two brought a good report, Joshua and Caleb, and the 10 brought an evil report. What was the evil report? Doubting God's word. Doubting God's word brought about the evil report. And can you believe that not a single, from Moses to all the adults, none of them were able to enter into the promised land apart from the two who brought the good report, Joshua and Caleb. Everyone else were the children. All the adults died. They all died in the wilderness because of those complaints. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. So they died because it brought an insurrection and brought confusion. So ladies and gentlemen, God does not like doubt at all. But Hebrews 11:6 says, but what? Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith. Hallelujah. Now, one more verse. Philippians 4:13. Oh, glory. What does Philippians 4:13 say? I can do. The one who does not express doubt is the one who says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do it. Look at it in NASB. So King James says, which. NASB says, who. It's the same thing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the knowledge of that gives me strength. So you and I, our attitudes now is, no, we cannot do it. No, that shouldn't be our attitudes. Rather, we can. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Maybe it won't work. I don't know. No. That's not a God thing. A God thing is we can do it. We can do it. You see, no matter how small the chances are, you see, if there's a 1% chance that something can work for me, I will say we can do it. Why? Because a 0.5% chance means that one in a million, can you do 0.005 times 1 million? What's the answer? That was the number. Yes, calculate it for me. 0.00, that's 0.5% of a million. 5,000. So it means that with a million people, 0.5% chance means 5,000 out of a million will get it correct. Why should I not be one of the 5,000 if
right.
God is with me?
That's right.
Why should it be that because it's 0.5%, I should exclude myself as a Christian? And yet 5,000, right? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah. So, and yet 5,000. Good. Anyway, you're an engineer. 5,000. 5,000 people would get the results. Why should it not be me, a child of God? Why should it be someone else? So you and I must always have the attitude. For me, I try to convince anyone. I try to do anything. I remember there was a medical procedure that I needed to do for them to check something. And after, it was a lot of money. I had to do MRI, so many things, a lot of money. And the insurance company said they won't pay because it was not necessary. Because the results came out by the grace of God, there was no need for it. Look, I fought it for a year. I called the doctor. I fought it for a year. I lost, but I lost well. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You saw that you have to fight. Yes. What if God can? Because look, out of 100, maybe I've lost only maybe like 5 or 6. Yeah. You keep fighting till you win. You keep fighting till you win. A rogue landlord took my security deposit. 30, I can't remember, 2003 or whatever, and charged me almost $3,000-$4,000 for the carpet. I didn't say, oh, I took him to court and I whipped him in court. Christ whipped him. Well, Christ doesn't whip, but he was whipped in court. Yeah. And yes. Yes. The Holy Spirit proved it to be true. I took him to court. I didn't just say that, yes. No, because I can win. I can win. I'm a child of God. I don't know why, as a child of God, an unbeliever should come and take my money.
That's right.
When the riches of the wicked will be are stored up for the righteous. No, I took him to court, and he sent his lawyer. They sent very wild statements. If you desist, I can't even remember that. I'm not a lawyer. All the desist. Cease and desist. Thank you. And otherwise, we will sue you because they were losing money. Oh, they were losing money because I blasted them on social media. I went to Craigslist. I went everywhere you can think of, and I destroyed them there. After Yeah, and they I don't know why, cease and desist. So they told me that we'll sue you. A lawyer sent me like 10 pages of do this. You defamation of character. This is, and then I said, oh, you don't know me. I also found out about law, anti-slap law, which says that you can't force a citizen not to have free speech. Look, by the time I finished listing, oh, you are saying that I'm defaming you. I said, you are defaming. Oh, by the time I finished countering, they were afraid and they just let it go. They never complained. And then they decided to try to make a deal. Why? Is it because it's David Saki? No, because I'm a child of God. And I must think as a child of God who cannot just be cheated anyhow. That's why I'm saying that it's not every 100% of the time that I succeed. But God gives me the victory at least 95% of the time in these cases. So why don't you try? Why don't you try? Why do you give up? Why do you say, oh, it's okay? Why is it okay? It's okay. Why is it okay? Oh, you don't understand. Why is it okay? It's not okay. No. Hallelujah. So poison. Do not allow poison to come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Shall we stand to our feet? Amen. Amen. Oh, we give the praise to God and He alone. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Let's quickly sing a song. We're way out of time. Oh, we give you praise. That is within me. Bless His holy. I will bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Yes, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless. Bless and worship you, and we thank you for how good you've been to us. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in Jesus' name. Now, if you are here and you don't know Jesus Christ and you want Jesus to come into your heart, say, Heavenly Father, I come to you.
I come to you
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I confess.
I confess
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe. That He died on the cross.
That He died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe. That God raised Him from the dead.
God raised Him from the dead.
Lord Jesus. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
From today. I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Just for time's sake, I'll just quickly
Thank God, Brother Kafui. Yeah, it's often. Okay. You see, so it's important the role of